Breaking it down, keeping it real, and blowing it out.
Blow it out.
Whimsical Wheel here with the demented news.
I can't believe it.
We got to get off the air.
That is so much crap.
Right.
Wrong.
What do you say to a naked lady? Do you just say hello?
An Australian mom says she streaked in front of 20,000 rugby fans wearing just sunglasses and a pair of big foam hands to, quote, feel alive again.
Hola.
There she goes. Catherine Marie Mayer, 28, has been sentenced to 40 hours of community service after pleading guilty to disorderly conduct and willful exposure.
What a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
Well, I guess if I tried that, it would be whimsical willful exposure, right?
Fire at will!
Well, she ran the full length of the Brisbane Broncos field while they were playing against the Sydney Roosters.
Kind of knocked his eyeballs a little goofy a little bit.
After her run, she danced under the goalposts until police and security guards escorted her away.
My name is Susan, and I've just gotten out of prison.
She said she's just a mother who has a list of things she wants to do in life, and this was one of them.
She is a lovely lady, and my apologies to her.
Well, talk about a true sports buff. And since her naked frolic, the Brisbane Broncos have been on a winning streak.
Don't look, Ethel!
How much is that doggy in the window?
Police in Iran are threatening to arrest shopkeepers who sell dogs and whose windows display naked mannequins.
Punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
According to IRNA, the official news agency, police want to stop flagrant manifestations of corruption.
What are we looking for? Red wine with fish? White slacks after November 1st, you know.
Now, shopkeepers who play loud music and display women's pantyhose and bras are also being threatened with arrest.
Off with their heads! Stop them!
The police also plan to prosecute shopkeepers selling pet dogs or monkeys, animals considered unclean.
I've been a bawdy little monkey. I'll show you, filthy. Yeah, look at me. I'm a dirty, foul little boy. I'm a nasty, squalid little hobo.
And a special squad has been established to arrest people with pet dogs.
Now stop that. He may be a good customer of General Electric.
Well, I guess that wouldn't be a canine unit, now would it?
I don't think so.
So if you take your dog to Iran and land in the pokey, just remember, Ayatollah so.
Iran.
Many times of Ayatollah. I'm Whimsical Will. This has been your Demented News.
I can't believe it.
We got to get off the air.
That is so much crap.
Right.
Hey, hasta Luigi, dude sickle. But remember, calm down. There's more of us than there are of you. Ciao.